FIFA has announced a landmark deal which will allow some gambling operators to live stream World Cup matches this summer. Under the deal, gambling companies will be provided with live streams and betting data. The Men's World Cup starts on the 11th of June, but this is a four-year deal which will also apply to next year's Women's World Cup as well as under-20 competitions. The move has attracted criticism because FIFA's own code of ethics formally prohibits players, officials and agents from taking part either directly or indirectly in betting, gambling, lotteries or similar events related to football matches or competitions. In a moment, we'll hear from the head of addiction services at St John of God's Hospital. But first, let's hear the views of former Armagh All-Ireland Gaelic footballer Oisín McConville, who has been vocal about his own struggles with gambling. He told our reporter Andrew Louth that the announcement last night that FIFA is going to provide its matches to gambling companies is disappointing, but not surprising.
I think anybody who is in recovery, you know, from gambling will realise that we've sort of turned the corner, but not fully. I think there's a recognition out there of just the harm that it causes, but I still think it's a battle that needs a little bit more of a fight, because I think, you know, gambling as an addiction has not been taken seriously. But I do think we're getting there, but I think it's stuff like this that really sort of knocks you back. You feel as if you're making progress, and probably stuff like this just knocks you back a little bit.
Former Armagh footballer Oisín McConville there speaking to our reporter Andrew Louth. We're joined in our studio now by Professor Colin O'Gara, Head of Addiction Services at St John of God Hospital and Clinical Professor of Psychiatry at UCD. Good morning and welcome to the programme. The World Cup will be free to air in Ireland. It's widely available to view free online. Does it matter if it's also being made available on betting websites?
Oh, it absolutely does, because what FIFA are doing is they're messaging that this betting activity is okay to a lot of children in particular, to a lot of teenagers. And we know that if you message like that, that you actually cause harm. So as you said in the intro, FIFA have been keen to on match integrity and match manipulation and many features of betting harm within their own organisation. But this completely flies in the face of protecting individuals. So I think it's a step backwards.
But FIFA might argue that this is about adults making informed choices, and if they want to watch the match, on a betting platform, they can. But if they want to watch it free to air, they can also do that. It's their choice. What's wrong with that?
Of course, and I'm not for a minute saying if you want to bet, go bet, and people bet moderately, and that's absolutely fine. But what we have in this country and many other countries is that we have a significant issue in terms of up to maybe 20% of the population who've got a very serious problem with gambling. And as a governing body, I think we have to balance the fun for people who are gambling moderately and those who are being harmed.
20% of the population have a problem with gambling?
Yes, up to 20% of the population will tick one box on the PGSI, according to the ESRI. So, admittedly, moderate end of the spectrum, that's people are harmed much less, but it's probably 3 to maybe 7% of the population are actually harmed severely or moderately.
So. Explain then how something like this initiative might draw more people into gambling.
Well, we know that advertising influences teenagers. We know it influences children. We know that from the past two decades. And we know that important bodies, such as governing bodies, influences people's behaviour as well. This is part of two decades of normalisation, proliferation of gambling out there. I think, as Oisín said in the intro, we've made progress here. We've got a gambling regulator, but there's so much more to be done in terms of protecting children. You look at podcasts, you look at online, you look at television, you look at the Premiership. It is constantly, our children are still being exposed to gambling advertising. We have to ask ourselves, is that good enough? My suggestion is it isn't, and we need to protect children.
There are commercial realities here at play too, though, aren't there? I mean, plenty of other sports have closely links and relationships with gambling companies, horse racing, dog racing, darts, boxing, and it goes on. Isn't it just a reality that we are going to have to accept that sport needs money and money comes from gambling?
No, I think sport can get money from elsewhere, as was the case with snooker and other sports in terms of tobacco industry. So, you know, there are many other ways that sport can develop, and it does not have to be a product which has inherent harm in it.
Is there a way that FIFA could have done this deal and still reduce harm?
Not really, because the Swiss gambling regulator in October 2025 initiated criminal proceedings against FIFA for one of its apps in terms of it contravening the Swiss gambling laws. So I think FIFA made a simple error here. The commercial arm of FIFA seems to have gone on a solo run, off on its own, completely at odds with the rest of FIFA.
Mm. And we heard Oisín McConville there saying he believes that it's still a battle worth fighting. What does that fight look like, and is it possible to win that battle?
It is, and I think we need to reduce advertising, as I say. Let people gamble moderately, that's absolutely fine, but let's provide treatment services for people who need them. If you suffer a gambling addiction in this country, it's highly unlikely you're going to get treatment in the public sector, and what we need is a levy, and a substantial levy, on the gambling industry in this country to pay for that treatment.
Professor Colin O'Gara, Head of Addiction Services at St John of God Hospital, thank you very much for coming into our studio this morning. It's 8:33 and Susan Jackson has the news headlines.